This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Relpax. Active ingredient, S-L-tryptan hydrobromide. This leaflet provides important information about using Relpax. You should also speak to your pharmacist or doctor if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Relpax. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Relpax? Relpax contains the active ingredient L-tryptan hydrobromide. Relpax is a serotonin agonist that works by reducing the size of swollen blood vessels around the brain that may be involved in migraine. Relpax is used to treat a migraine attack. Relpax tablets do not work in other types of headache, which are not migraine. Relpax tablets should not be used to prevent migraine attacks from occurring. What should I know before I use Relpax? Warnings. Do not use Relpax if you have not been previously diagnosed with migraine by a doctor. You are allergic to L-tryptan hydrobromide, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients under section 7. Product details to make sure you can take this medicine. You have a headache different from your usual migraine, as it may be related to a serious condition, such as stroke or aneurysm, and taking Relpax migraine may be harmful. Check with your pharmacist or doctor. You have severe liver problem. You have high blood pressure that is difficult to treat. You have high blood pressure that is difficult to treat. You have, or have had, heart or blood vessel disease, or signs of these conditions. These may include angina, stroke, heart attack, dizzy or fainting spells, pains in the chest, cold hands or feet, pain in the calves when walking. You have taken, within the last 24 hours, medicine similar to Relpax, such as sumatriptan, zolmitriptan, rizatriptan. You have taken, or plan to take, within the next 24 hours, ergotamine, a medicine used to treat migraine, or medicines derived from ergotamine, like dihydroergotamine, or methysergide. You have taken, within the last 48 hours, either of the following antibiotics, erythromycin, or clarithromycin. Either of the following antifungals, ketoconazole or itraconazole. Any of the following protease inhibiting drugs, amprenavir, ritonavir, indinavir, sequinavir, nelfinavir. Antidepressant called nifazidone. And St. John's wort herbal remedy. The packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering or does not look quite right, even if the tablets may look all right. The expiry date on the pack has passed, or if it is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. Check with your pharmacist or doctor if you have any allergies to any other medicines or substances, such as foods, dyes, or preservatives. Have ever been told you may have an increased risk of heart or blood vessel disease? Heart and blood vessel disease and high blood pressure sometimes do not cause any symptoms, so some people do not know if they have these problems. Before deciding whether you should take Relpax, your pharmacist or doctor will check with you for risk factors for coronary artery disease, CAD, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, obesity, diabetes, family history of CAD, postmenopause in females and age over 40 years in males. Have any other health problems including liver or kidney problems? Are taking other medicines for migraine? During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your pharmacist or doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. You may be advised to stop breastfeeding for 24 hours after taking Relpax. Use in children and adolescents under 18 years. Do not use in children or adolescents under the age of 18 years. Use in patients over 65 years. Use with caution, as effects on blood pressure may be more marked than in younger adults. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your pharmacist or doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Relpax and affect how it works. Caution should be exercised if you are taking medicines to treat depression, such as SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, such as citalopram, escitalopram, sertraline, or fluoxetine. SNRIs, serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors such as desvenlafaxine, duloxetine, venlafaxine, and St. John's wort, botanical name Hypericum perforatum, a herbal remedy used to treat mood disorders. These medicines, when taken with Relpax, may increase the risk of serotonin syndrome, a condition caused mainly by an excess in serotonin within the central nervous system. Symptoms include but are not limited to high blood pressure, a fast heart rate, agitation and sweating. Medicines that may increase the effect of Relpax include erythromycin and clarithromycin, medicines used to treat bacterial infections. Ketoconazole and itraconazole, medicines used to treat fungal infections. Nifazodone, a medicine to treat depression. Amprenavir, ritonavir, indinavir, sequinavir, and nelfinavir, medicines to treat HIV/AIDS. Check with your pharmacist or doctor if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Relpax. How do I use Relpax? How much to take/use? Follow the instructions provided by your pharmacist or doctor. The usual dose of Relpax is 40 mg. The dose may be increased to 80 mg. Do not take more than a total of 2 doses in any 24-hour period. Do not take more than a total of 160 mg in one day. Taking too much of this medicine can lead to constant headaches. Swallow the tablets whole with a full glass of water, either with or without food. If you have problems with your kidneys, your doctor may prescribe a lower dose for you. When to take/use Relpax? Relpax should be taken as soon as possible after the start of the migraine attack. It will also provide relief if taken later during the attack. Do not take a second dose of Relpax within 2 hours of taking the first dose. If, after initial relief, your migraine comes back, take a second tablet. In this case, wait at least 2 hours between the first tablet and the second. If Relpax does not relieve your migraine, do not take a second dose for the same attack. You may take something else for the pain, but do not take medicine containing ergotamine, dihydroergotamine, or methysergide for at least 24 hours before or after taking Relpax. Relpax will not prevent a migraine attack. If you take it before you get the headache, it will not be effective. If you use too much Relpax, if you think that you have taken too much Relpax, you may need urgent medical attention. Serious heart problems may occur after an overdose. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Relpax? Things you should do. Tell your pharmacist or doctor if you become pregnant. Remind any pharmacist, doctor, or dentist you visit that you are using Relpax. Your migraine headache lasts for longer than 24 hours. Your pattern of symptoms has changed. You feel this headache is different or worse than your usual migraine, e.g. more frequent, more persistent, more severe, or you don't recover between attacks. You generally have 4 or more migraine attacks each month. You have these symptoms with your migraine headache: weakness on one side of your body, double vision, clumsy and uncoordinated movements, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, reduced levels of consciousness, seizure-like movements, recent rash with a headache. Things you should not do. Do not give Relpax to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you, or their symptoms seem similar. Driving, or using machines. Avoid driving, using machinery, or doing anything that may be dangerous if you become drowsy during a migraine or after taking Relpax. Drinking alcohol. Tell your pharmacist or doctor if you drink alcohol. Alcohol can make headaches worse or may cause new headaches to occur. People who suffer from severe headaches should probably avoid alcoholic drinks, especially during a headache. Looking after your medicine. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below. And, if you need to, ask your pharmacist or doctor if you have any further questions. Less serious / common side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Nervous system related. Drowsiness. Flushing. Sweating. Chills. Pain. Numbness and or tingling. Weakness. Lack of energy. Gastrointestinal related. Stomach pain or cramps. Dry mouth. Indigestion. Tight or sore throat or difficulty in swallowing. Musculoskeletal related. Muscle tightness. A spinning sensation. Back pain. Speak to your pharmacist or doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Cardiovascular related. Chest pain or an uncomfortable feeling in the chest, which may spread to the arms or neck. Palpitations. Fast heartbeat. Nervous system related. Dizziness. Headache not relieved by Ralpax. Gastrointestinal related. Nausea. Feeling sick. Vomiting. Allergy related. Swelling of the face, lips, or tongue, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your pharmacist or doctor if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your pharmacist or doctor before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Ralpax contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Ellitriptan hydrobromide. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose. Lactose, monohydrate. Crocarm low sodium. Magnesium stearate. Opidri Clearis 2-1-9-1-14-AUSA, ARTGID 3-0-8-9/ Opidri Clearis 2-1-9-1-14-AUK, ARTGID 3-0-8-8, containing high promylose, sunset yellow FCF, titanium dioxide, triacetin. Opidri Orange Oil S 23016 UK, ARTGID 3-4-8-1/ Opidri Orange Oil S 23016 USA, ARTGID 3-4-8-2, containing high promylose, sunset yellow FCF, titanium dioxide, triacetin. Potential allergens. Lactose, monohydrate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Ralpax looks like. Ralpax 40 mg, our orange standard round convex film coated tablets debossed with Rep 40 on one side and Vli on the other. Ostar 6-8-3-5-6. Ralpax 80 mg, our orange standard round convex film coated tablets debossed with Rep 80 on one side and Vli on the other. Ostar 6-8-3-5-8. Available in blister packs of 4 tablets. Who distributes Ralpax? Vitris Pty Ltd. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30-34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. Ralpax is a Viatris company trademark. This leaflet was prepared in September 2023. Ralpax CMI / SEP 23/00.